Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident. Thank you for being here for this bonus episode. And I just wanted to share with you three really common mistakes in this episode that you can make when you are starting to work with or align with soul. And the first one is a lack of consistency. It sounds really simple and it's really obvious and it makes a huge difference. If you think of soul as forging a relationship, if you think about it as building a relationship, because that's what you are doing, you are building a relationship with that energy that's part of who you are. And you are trying to understand it, you're trying to receive it, you're trying to work with it, and you're wanting it also to understand and resonate with you. And if we look at soul as an individual, you would not forge a relationship with an individual that you only met once a year. You would form an acquaintance, but would you forge a relationship with someone in a sense that you really trusted what they were saying, that you really leaned into and took their advice? Because let's face it, that's what we want from soul. We want it to guide us. We want it to support us. Would you actually trust that with a person if you only met them once every 6 months or once a year? You probably might not, and you'd certainly find it difficult to have a really close, trusted partnership with them if you only met them once a year. So soul is no different. Anything that we work with and we want to learn about, we want to learn to work with, takes time. So having a consistent way of connecting into that energy is absolutely essential. The second common mistake is that you use lots of different practices when really you need to stick with one. So you need to follow through with one practice. Now, it might take some time for you to explore different practices and to see what really works for you, and that's perfectly normal. It might be that you want to sit in stillness. It might be that you want to work with a guided meditation. Perhaps you want to journal. Perhaps you want to ask what soul wants you to know today, and you pull a card. And you, as you're pulling the card and you're looking at the card, you really lean into the body and you're really aware of what comes up. But you need to stick with one practice. And the reason is quite simply because your energy is intelligent and it will try its best to support you. But in order to do that, you have to let it know what you are doing and you have to let it know how you want to learn. If you are jumping all over the place with different practices and different methods, all you're doing is actually confusing the energy, because it's almost like, you know, if you're shooting out 10 arrows into the universe with 10 different targets, how does the universe know which arrow you want to hit which target? It doesn't. So it's the same with soul. When you're trying to forge that relationship, you're trying to understand it, you're trying to lean in, be more aware of it, stick with one practice initially. Because that way you are saying, this is how I want to work. This is how I'm open to learning. And your energy, your soul will respond. And the other common mistake that people make is they listen to all of the other experiences other people have, and they think that they should receive the same experience. And that simply isn't true. You need to forget about the experiences that other people have, because other people are not you. Other people's experiences within life, other people's energetic awareness, the circumstances and situations that people have been in, they are different to the path that you've walked. And whilst an experience that somebody else might have can act as a catalyst for us. It can help us to recognise, perhaps, and realise an experience that we have had. The fact is that you are different from every other single person. And you have subtle nuances within your energy. You have a specific vibrational resonance which your energy and soul matches and aligns with. So the experience that you have in the moment will differ from someone else's experience. And whilst you are looking to experience a similar experience to somebody else, you will miss the actual experience that you are having. That is, you will miss the way that soul is letting you know that it is there, that it is flowing through you, that it is communicating with you. When we think about soul, is it a complex energy? Yes, it is. But we don't have to make the way that we work with it complicated. So be consistent when you're starting to lean in. Stick with a practice that works for you, that you feel comfortable with, and follow it through for a period of time. Be present in the moment and forget about the experience that someone else has had. Be in the experience that you are having. So I hope that helps you. Wishing you a wonderful day, whatever you're doing, and stay being soul confident.